Hi, I'm Vishnu Chaudhary and you are listening to Season 2, Getting Smart with Vishnu on the Vishnu Show podcast, where every week I'm going to talk about personal productivity and skill development as a student. Make sure to follow this podcast so you don't miss a bite. But, I want to make it one thing clear first. This series is not about productivity means promoting hustle culture and pulling all-nighters or toxic productivity or hyper-productivity. It's not what I'm going on over here. I'm soon going to talk about productivity culture in upcoming episode. And I hate it. Because you have to be productive every single time. 24/7 every single day. Not taking a single break, and that's not what we are going over here. So if you are looking for that, then sorry dude. This podcast is not for you. Please stop listening to it.
Ooh. Play hard. Play clean.
Change.
This is called making a name for ourselves.
So now you might be wondering why I'm talking about productivity. Well, when COVID happened, I just passed out from standard 10. And in the first lockdown, I was upskilling myself, learning new skills. And then I started my first e-commerce business, which only sold two products without any marketing though. But when second lockdown happened, I was having my online class and I was just scrolling through reels all day and doing nothing. I was just there in the class for attendance and not done any kind of the work or upskilling myself, anything. It was just reels all day. But then again, I got back on track. So yeah, I have been a procrastinator and been on the both sides of the spectrum. So I think I can talk about it. Now let me tell you one thing, I don't work in any organization, I don't have any boss. There are nobody to tell me how to do, but there are people to tell me what to do for me. And for me, it's a kind of a big urge to push myself to get things done. And productivity is one of that skills that is not taught in school, and it's a system of life which you create for yourself, according to me. Whenever I ask people around me what does productive means to them, they all have watched so many productivity experts on YouTube and they are like doing more thing, but trust me, it's not about doing more things. So I will help you navigate this landscape of getting things done without getting overwhelmed and burned out. And I am a true believer that it's important to know ourselves more than anything in the world. The more you know, the better you know about what you like, what you don't like, how you do it, how you don't, what time you are most active, what time you are most relaxed, what time you are frustrated, and when you are calm, or who the people you are attracted to. The more you know, the better decisions you can make. Instead of doing what everybody else is doing or expected to do, focus on getting to know yourself better. Productivity is a personal subject and it's vary from human to human. What works for me might not work for you. Now here comes the question, that's the real mission of this season. How do you define productivity? Is it getting number of tasks done, like smashing all the 20 things from your to-do list? Or is it measured in time efficiency, how fast you can do it? I finished reading a chapter in 2 hours. Or is it some sort of a clock bound, okay? I will finish this work at 7 p.m. Or is it just a gut feeling for you, like today I've done something productive? But I will tell you my definition. For me, productivity is, okay, let me tell you how I got inspired for it. I got this definition from Charles Duhigg, the author of the book called The Power Habit and Smarter, Faster, Better. And this quote is from Smarter, Faster, Better. He says, productivity is a name we gave our attempt to figure out the best use of our energy, intellect, and time as we try to seize the most meaningful reward with the least wasted efforts. It's about getting things done or success without less stress and struggles. And here goes my definition of productivity. Productivity is the art of maintaining presence while moving forward with what matters the most. So this definition has two parts and I'm going to break it. The later one first, moving forward with what matters the most, and it's about where you are right now and where you want to be. And the first part about the art of maintaining presence, it's about meeting people, gaining experience and grabbing opportunities around you. I am a big fan of Simon Sinek leadership, and as Simon Sinek said, why you are here, what makes you get out of the bed every day, why world should care for you. And so for me, productivity is being able to do what I want to do and when I want to do it, like reading a book or taking a nap. It's about knowing, prioritizing and eliminating. Now you might be wondering, what and why are you doing is how productivity? And the reason is simple, because you are not created to live in this time and space. I mean, tech is everyday part of the life. There's global climate change and much more happening in macro environment, which is affecting our mind and body. And in this time, you can be surviving, but not thriving. You were not meant to eat, sleep, repeat, but with tech, it's like a bane also, and sometimes boon. People say that they don't have time, but what if we design it? I have 4 hours free in my total day, which I spend either by writing something or doing research. So here is the task of the week. What you can do this week to be less busy and more productive. Think about that task. Pause for a second and go grab your notebook and pen. Now write down all your tasks you want to do this week and just brain dump everything. Don't think whether it is small or big. Put everything on the paper. Now think of where you want to be in 3 months from now. There's not going to be any long-term plan. Just think about 3 months. One thing you want to achieve in 3 months or complete in 3 months. Now think of what is that one task from that brain dumped list that is going to take you there in 3 months. Now pick that one task or action and just progress for it. Don't complete. Just be on your path. Now the biggest question of this century comes. Will you do it? Because there is nobody to motivate you. It's always you versus you. There's a TED talk of Mark Adam I watched 4 years ago. And there he said, the person you want to be and the person you are right now can be same over time. I don't believe that. The same person I am right now at recording this podcast at midnight will be the same person in the morning. You meet me at the 5 and you will know I'm not the same person. I will kick you off from my bed. It's because of the preferences and the way we all are set up. Some are morning bird and some are night owl like me. So what he meant to say is that your future self and your present self can't be friend. If you want to change the output, you have to change the input first, right? So that's it for today, guys. Hope you loved this episode. Make sure to follow this podcast every Saturday. We are going to discuss strategy, science and reflections and many more things about personal productivity. Let me know your personal definition of productivity and also update me about your this week productive growth by reaching me out via email, Instagram or Twitter. I'm available everywhere. And I will see you in the next episode. Till then, stay tuned. This is Vishnu Chaudhary signing off.